Alaska health officials still classify two recent deaths in southeast Alaska as paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP, cases, but recent autopsy results point to another cause of death in at least one of the victims. For member station KHNS, Tara Bicknell has more.
57-year-old Mike Saunders died at his home in Haines in late June, a day after being released from Juneau's Bartlett Regional Hospital. Doctors said he showed symptoms consistent with paralytic shellfish poisoning, like numbness and tingling, after eating crab caught near Haines. The poisoning is caused by toxins concentrated in bivalve shellfish like geoducks, oysters, snails, scallops, clams, and mussels. But it's more uncommon to experience PSP symptoms after eating crab. At the time, both Mike and his wife Kate had doubts about the clinical diagnosis. Months later, Kate received the autopsy results that indicated a different cause of death.
They say in the autopsy that it revealed the cause of death to be severe coronary artery atherosclerosis, in other words, heart disease.
The medical examiner's office wrote that the urine test for toxins associated with PSP came out negative, but the report further stated that the examiner could not totally exclude poisoning as the cause of death, but that the death was best classified as natural due to heart disease.
He had said that maybe the whole thing initially on that Friday night after eating crab triggered all this other stuff, but at the same time, it didn't really matter what the trigger was because he had shown signs of so many previous heart attacks and damage from them that it was just a matter of time before there's going to be a trigger because 80 to 90% of his heart was damaged.
The Department of Health and Social Services calls that a suspected case of PSP, says spokesman Greg Wilkinson.
With this case, we had the patient showing initial symptoms that are consistent with paralytic shellfish poisoning. We showed that the patient had consumed something that had the possibility of containing PSP. So symptoms, the fact that he ate something that may have contained PSP, that qualifies it as a suspected case of paralytic shellfish poisoning.
The week before Saunders' death, a woman in Juneau died of cardiopulmonary arrest at Bartlett Regional Hospital after showing symptoms associated with PSP. She had eaten cockles gathered in Auk Bay that later tested positive for dangerous levels of the poisonous toxins. Alternatively, crab tested near the area where Saunders' crab came from showed harmless levels of PSP. Wilkinson says because of those results in Juneau, the woman's case was classified as a confirmed PSP case.
We define our cases in one of three ways, either suspected, as probable, or as confirmed.
Meanwhile, Kate Saunders says having more clarification about her husband's death is comforting.
Oh, it's relief that there's so many people that were feeling horrible about this because they felt some responsibility to have that burden lifted from it is a great relief.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.